What's up? I got a free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast from the other night. As usual, absolutely ridiculous. Some insanely stupid conversations. Saul attempted to join us again. And hey, one way or another, Saul is going to be the joke judge. Okay? Whether he has to do it with sign language, smoke screens, or whatever, he will be the joke judge. That is a preview of things to come on this free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric, E-R-I-C, Eric, E-N, Ben, Eric.
Welcome to everyone. This is the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
All right.
Ben, before we even began, Ben had a, he started like asking me a question. Please.
Yeah.
Floor is yours.
Well, did you hear the music that was playing?
I heard something playing.
Okay. It's an old ad. My question is, when you think of the old Oscar Mayer Wiener, jingle, you know, it spells out the name.
Yeah.
Like O-S. Maloney has a second name. How
right.
do you spell Meyer?
When it comes to that product?
Yeah.
As I remember it, it's M-E-Y-E-R.
That's what I thought.
It's not?
It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Get the fuck out of here.
Which makes no sense because that would be Mayer.
Yes, it would be Mayer.
But that's another
Berenstain
Bears situation.
That's what I was going to say. I thought it had something to do with Dr. Seuss or Berenstain or whatever it was.
Because when I was growing up, it was Berenstain Bears.
Correct.
It was never Berenstain Bears. That doesn't make any sense. So we are in an alternate universe.
We are in an alternate universe. As
E's are being changed to A's.
Let's run this by this crew here. Okay.
All right.
You know, I'm not sure how we can do it, but we can run it by them. Welcome.
Whoa.
Welcome to this crew.
Linda and Marina are on separate cameras.
Oh, are they fighting? You think they're fighting?
Yeah.
We're not fighting.
We're in a brawl.
She's locked out of my house.
Okay, someone is joining the group and it says Kyle Pfaffhausen.
Oh God,
Pellerito, I knew it. I knew it was you, you bastard. That is awesome. I see a beautiful what type of cat is that called again? I forgot what they're called.
Domestic short hair.
Audio. It's all Jack. Adorable cat. Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome in. Now, Kyle, while I have you here, have you ever heard of the Oscar Mayer? What do you do?
He sings it to kids. Of course he has.
Oh.
All right.
You're that Kyle. I thought you meant Pellerito, Kyle.
I think Maureen was trying to douche the phone or something there. I don't know what that noise was. Okay. Let's see. Let's ask this question. Who first of all, Ben, who do you want to ask this question to?
Who's the eldest, do you think?
In this group? I don't know.
That's who I would ask because they'd remember the jingle most likely.
Well, I think everybody is about the same age, but go with Pellerito. Or, well, I'll tell you what, Maureen is volunteering.
Okay.
Okay, Maureen, please unmute because Ben has a question for you. Ben, please present it the same way you did to me.
Yeah, when you think of the Oscar Mayer jingle and it says, you know, my baloney has a second name, it's spell, and then they spell it out. How would you spell Mayer? You take it off.
Maureen, yeah. Maureen, you got to unmute it, my dear. Uh-oh. She's talking to some guy on
Bumble
or something. I'm having a problem. It's all screwed up. I don't know how to do this. What do I?
You guys know she's technologically challenged. Do you want me to step in? Except I heard you on the pre-broadcast on Patreon.
Yeah, you're out.
But I knew how to spell it. I did.
Okay. Shh. Okay. No more. Maureen, just hit the screen and then the microphone that's red with a slash through it, hit it.
Eric, unmute her.
I can't do it. I have to ask her to unmute. Oh my God. I'm struggling. I'm struggling. God damn it. okay. Amanda. Come on, let's try this again. Maureen, you're off the hook. All right, yes. Amanda, did you hear what Ben said?
How do you spell Mayer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
M-A-Y-E-R?
No, it's M-E.
Well.
No, it sounds like E because it's a child that's singing it. It's
yeah. A. Well, Ben and I, it is an A. You got it right. We were hoping you'd do what we did because I thought it was M-E-Y-E-R.
Because it's sung by a child. I hear it.
But M-A-Y-E-R is Mayer.
Yeah, wouldn't that be Oscar Mayer? You know, bells on bobtail. Bobtail, what is it? Bells on, how does it go? Remember that one?
Bobtail ring or whatever, yeah.
So yeah, wouldn't it be Oscar Mayer?
It probably was, and everybody just started saying Mayer.
But Mayer is spelled
M-E-Y-E-R, or in some cases, M-E-I-J-E-R.
Exactly.
Well,
okay.
Exactly.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to bring it back old school because M-E-Y-E-R could also be Mayer, but, you know, Barry, Barry, and Barry. Okay?
Oh, God.
No, not even close. Not even close to the same thing. Chris in Minnesota, seeing your face has reminded me that you have $50 coming your way. You realize that, don't you? Okay. Don't hold it against me. I will not.
Honestly, I don't give a fucking shit.
That sounds very aggressive. And I don't.
You can keep the fucking money. I'm not going to live or die off, you know, that money. So
here we are starting the show. It's just a polite little way to say hello. And I say, hey, yeah, your money's coming. You know, it was just a fun thing. And you give me all sorts of harsh talk.
Yeah, save it for the final word or the ending.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think you'd be in a better mood. You're a Boston Celtics fan. They're leading, you know?
Yeah, they're leading, but you got to win four games. It doesn't fucking matter right now.
I want to know what the hell you're doing in Minnesota if you're a Boston Celtics fan and a Rams fan.
Okay. For one thing, I collect hats. We've been over this before.
I haven't.
I don't remember. Who gives a shit?
Well, maybe it was on the Zaniac Zoom. I don't know. Whatever.
All right.
Just because I wear a hat doesn't mean I'm a huge fan of them.
Oh, okay, gotcha. But, you're a hat guy and you're awkward obscenity guy. I get it. I like the Lions hat.
That's a lot of hats.
That's a lot of hats, Chris.
Lions are my number one team for football. Okay. I mean, I have three different jerseys. I have three different jerseys of them.
If there was a team called the Child Killers, would you root for them?
Probably not, because I have three kids and I haven't killed them yet.
I like the yes and you're doing with the jokes.
Yes.
Well, anyway, Chris, welcome. It's so good to see you, buddy.
Well, thanks. Thanks for welcoming me.
Okay. Yeah, I know it, man. Okay. Off and running on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Now, I need to explain something to you, Ben. It's been a little while since this happened, but I was unbelievably surprised today, shocked, when I realized that my ass was full of shit after I thought was a fart, and it was a treadmill moment again.
Oh, no.
And it went, and I went, Kate's eating again. Eating again. She's always eating when I'm talking about bad things. The timing is terrible. Whenever she's consuming food, I'm talking about feces. Poor thing. So I'm there running, and I got about one and a half miles to go. No big deal. It's just a nice, easy day. And all of a sudden, to me, this is just going to be a poof. This is just a simple poof, little poof, you know, and it's not even big. And then, boy, was I shocked when this what turned out to be what looked like Grey Poupon mustard just came flying right out of there. And I could sense that there's a chance it, you know. I mean, I immediately went, whoa, and stop, hits a big red button on the treadmill. And I go, okay, yeah. DEFCON number one, which, by the way, I just found out on from Ozark that DEFCON 1 is the bad one, not DEFCON 5. Some of you may know that scene.
Yeah.
Run to the bathroom, and I'm like, okay. And then, you know, you assume the position. And I'm looking at my pants, and none hit my pants. It was contained. It was like Chernobyl inside of the facility. None of it escaped. So actually, it wasn't like Chernobyl.
Exactly.
So that was a big win for your old pal, Eric Zane. And then, okay, that was it. But I felt like taking a bath. I mean, it was that bad. And that was a real shock to the system, Ben. And that counts as browndom, doesn't it? Doesn't it? You shit your pants?
Browndom. Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah.
I mean, they didn't touch cloth.
Just because it didn't leave the cheeks doesn't mean you...
Correct.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It wasn't
correct.
A gamble and a fart and a loss.
I wonder if there's anyone who is here in the live stream who has not done that. Okay, I'm just going to look. Kuipers, I know you have. Kyle, I know you have. Pellerita, you're probably doing it right now. Chris, yes. Aram, yes. Kyler, absolutely. Rob Jesus, no, I've never done that. I think you're lying. That's incredible to me that you have never pooped your pants. And then the ladies, you know, I don't want to ask them if they volunteer. It's fine, but I don't know. I mean, that's not really ladylike. So
true.
But wow, Diana, she'll be the first one to tell you, oh yeah, I shit my pants. She does it weekly. Oh,
got to work on them Kegels, man.
Oh, she's gonna do something. Oh my God. All right. I am disappointed that Sam is not here, because I had teased that this would be something that I would be showing you all on this live stream. And it is a feat of strength from the Olympics. And he sent it to me. And he thought that I might be like upset at this. And I'm like, well, why would I be upset at that? He thought that I might take offense. And really? I think what he thought I might take offense to was, in addition to the video, he typed something, which I'm going to save.
Okay.
What that is. But, there you go. this young man right here
hell?
Is it's a 500-pound deadlift.
All right.
From this year's Special Olympics. Okay. Now, this is not the Paralympics.
Right.
This is the Special Olympics. Yeah. And Sam wrote our word strength.
Fabulous artist.
Whoa, what does he do?
Won an award for his art about the Special Olympics.
What's this guy? Look how strong this guy is.
Deadlift 501.
Look at how easy that was.
Yes, sir.
The first 500 plus pound lift.
500 pounds.
Damn.
And the crowd goes wild.
Fabulous artist.
What's going on here, though, Ben?
Yeah, I don't know. He looks like
about what the Special Olympics means to him, and now kind of looks like 500.
What's the Stretch Armstrong? His arms are all like wobbly.
Very long arms, but remarkable like strength. Remarkable strength. Thank you to Sam the Jew for sending that along. I guess they start. I mean, the fact that it's 500 pounds, though, I couldn't do that with like 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah. God, is that wrist out or is it like this?
I think he does. One hand is an over grip and the other hand is an under grip.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think that's how they do it. My God. Thank you, Sam.
What are they doing at the regular Olympics?
Oh, I know. You got to figure like 800-900 pounds or. Okay. I asked you before we got started if you'd ever been a fan of Jim Brewer.
Right.
This is from a few years ago. This is Jim Brewer, and I can't get this out of my head. Okay. He does an incredible imitation of Brian Johnson from AC/DC. At the same time, he'll also do an impression of Angus Young. So he's doing both artists at the same time.
Okay.
I love this so much.
This is an old, old bit.
Yeah, I would say.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, this is a couple decades old.
All sound the same. It's always the same guy. And none of them are boring. AC/DC, first of all, the guys are like 50. And none of them are above like 3 feet high.
But I think they're about 70 right now.
Angus Young, we're an hour and a half. But the best is Brian Johnson, he comes out. They can take any song. They all sound the same.
It's the walk of Brian Johnson in the face. That just kills me.
It's always the same concert, but it rocks. They can take the Hokey Pokey and tear it up. They gotta come out like, put your left foot in.
I'll just like him. Spot on.
Can you shake it? Shake it! Shake it all about! Doing the Hokey Pokey!
There you go, Jim Brewer. God, he was rumored to be, he would do the Anthony Cumia show, be like his partner. But I guess it fell through. But that is
fucking
funny. I just
listened to the Cumia book, and Brewer has not been in touch with him since his tweets. from what he said. He like he'll never he's I don't think he's ever been on the show.
Oh, okay, maybe falling out, you know, one of those.
Yeah. Things. One of those one of the people that took offense to what Kumia said.
Yeah, that was
which I was thinking about it as I was listening to the book. You should do that.
Say racist things on Twitter?
Yeah. No. Do a book or an audio book or something.
Oh, you know, thank you. It boils down to time, and you're right. Yeah. I should focus on that. I wanted to do one just about the kidney alone because there's all sorts of intricacies that and stories that are worth telling. I think that would be fun.
Yeah, you could just do it. You could verbalize it and then have it typed out or transcribed.
We can do this thing called a podcast.
Well, it's true. I don't know.
I'm with you. I've wanted to do that, but it's just kind of, I just get so damn busy, you know, doing stuff like this.
Oh,
did you think I was going to do the Ben and Bethany?
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah.
Well, you're right.
This is the Ben and Bethany Show.
We go together like topsoil and manure, like a tractor and a dozer blade, like mulch and manure.
It's time for the Ben and Bethany Show.
Okay, okay. Ooh. Ooh.
All right.
Let's get started.
We pick it up with our heroes still going on and on about guy who did the Pineapple Pen song.
Still?
Yes.
How long is this bit?
This is like the third or fourth minute of this. This is you spend more time on this than anything else. So let's get right into it.
He looks like he's in his like mid 20s. To late 30s. He looks older than me.
I think he's late 20s, I think. I'm not really sure.
And it's just chicken scratch of his first name in all caps. The N is backwards for some reason.
I wonder if that's even his name. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
And then, there's a stick.
What the fuck was that?
Figure with, like, it's not a smiley face. It's not a sad face. It's an in-between face. And then his face is like he's just walked in on his parents having sex.
Yeah, I haven't met him yet.
This descriptive... painting a picture of the guy who sang Pineapple Pen.
That's who it is? That's what we're talking about?
Yes.
So, okay. I don't know.
He's super shocked. Which is weird because I thought they didn't let you do anything but smile for pictures. Like, you can't wear hats,
do
any weird faces.
Yeah, I guess maybe I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I think it's about a driver's license.
Miller?
No.
Okay. He's getting really big right now because he's in the show Silicon Valley on HBO.
Yeah. And then he's getting charged with sexual assault. Okay. So that's it. I guess I'm not entirely positive. It's so difficult to follow the things that you were saying and talking about on that show.
I think I actually remember, and it's a signature on a driver's license.
Of who?
I don't know. But they had like a smiley face and all that kind of stuff.
Boy, you guys jumped around a lot.
Yeah.
Hokey pokey!
Ooh. Jimmy in Maine, what's up, buddy?
Hi.
You know, it's nice to hear you see you smile and say hello. I got the same type of warm reception from Chris in Minnesota. It was a wonderful, wonderful interaction. And so, it's always, you're always so kind and warm, and that's fantastic. Right, Chris? Look at him. He's giving us the finger. What the fuck?
Hokey pokey!
Jesus.
Ben,
did that even get brought up anyways? I'm half listening and
Well, no, I just Jimmy greeted me nicely, and so
I'm the Hokey Pokey, the AC/DC, the comic.
Oh, I was just something that I thought was funny. I wanted to share it. You want me to tell you why I'm deciding to bring things up on the show? Is that
have you not seen that before?
No, I hadn't. That's why I was sharing it. I thought it was funny.
You think he just started this just like in the last day or two?
No. I said it was a very old clip.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we kind of talked about how old it was quite a bit. We touched on that, but that's okay.
Okay.
Why don't you just, my bad.
No,
you're doing it wrong. You got to tell me to like suck your cock or something. Okay. Thanks, buddy. All right.
Thanks for listening to it. The full show is available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. You have a good one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.